Good morning, it is 11:30 a.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is Kingston Currents. CFRC's news programming is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. In a message from the Downtown Kingston BIA, Kingston Humane Society celebrates 140 years with a free concert in Springer Market Square. The Kingston Humane Society, the oldest of its kind in Canada, is celebrating 140 years with a concert on Friday, August 23rd in Springer Market Square at 7 p.m. Headlining this event is Juno nominee, three-time Maple Blues Fest Female Vocalist of the Year, and hometown favorite, Miss Emily. Tunes for Tales, celebrating 140 years of compassion, produced by the Downtown Kingston BIA, also features local band The Wilderness and songwriting phenom, Evan Rotella. Gord Hunter, executive director of the Kingston Humane Society, states, quote, 140 years in any field is worth celebrating. But in animal welfare, that equates to tens of thousands of lives saved, and that deserves a party, end quote. Mayor Brian Patterson will be on hand to welcome attendees and get the festivities underway. The concert is free to attend, and while donations will be accepted, Hunter confirms that's not the event's main objective. Hunter states, our goal is to have everyone who has ever adopted, fostered, volunteered, donated, or dropped off a stray animal join us in Springer Market Square for a giant community celebration, end quote. Friday night's free concert kicks off a full weekend of pet-related events and activities, with details coming soon. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, hands-on foraging workshops return to KFPL's Isabel Turner and Calvin Park branches. Foraging for the Seasons is back at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library this month. Led by experienced forager Sheila Nemskog, these workshops teach participants how to identify and harvest local wild food. From April through November 2024, KFPL will host 8 engaging workshops, each blending classroom-style learning with hands-on outdoor exploration. The April and May sessions will be held at the Isabel Turner branch, while those from June to November will take place at the Calvin Park branch. Registration for each workshop opens a month before the session at calendar.kfpl.ca. Given the region's brief harvesting windows, attendees are encouraged to join multiple workshops to maximize learning. Jake Miller, librarian, adult programming, states, quote, urban foraging is both a valuable skill and an enriching experience. Foraging for the Seasons provides practical knowledge and hands-on practice so that community members can build a meaningful connection with the natural world, end quote. Nemsok brings knowledge and experience to her workshops, drawing on her upbringing in Northern Ontario, credentials in plant-based medicine from Cornell University, and a Master Naturalist certificate from Lakehead University. She empowers participants with the skills to connect deeply with nature and integrate eco-conscious practices into their lives. Miller states, quote, by learning to forage, participants not only enrich their own lives, but also contribute to preserving our world for future generations. Register today and take another step towards a greener future, end quote. In a message from the City of Kingston, dive against debris. Shore volunteers needed for water cleanup event on April 20th. The City of Kingston, in partnership with Cork and Neptune Insulation Diving, is inviting non-diving shore volunteers to participate in a water cleanup event at Portsmouth Olympic Harbor on Saturday, April 20th at 10 a.m. Certified divers, under the direction of Neptune Insulation Diving, will be removing debris from the marina water. Volunteers stationed on land will help gather and sort the retrieved debris. 20 pairs of work gloves will be available for volunteers. This important role ensures responsible and sustainable cleanup efforts and supports the goal of a healthier marine environment. Neptune Insulation Diving is a full professional association of diving instructors that has organized multiple dive against debris events over the years. This event aligns with the mission of the Paddy Aware Foundation, an environmental nonprofit organization dedicated to driving local initiatives for global ocean and water conservation, with the help of recreational scuba divers. As part of the city's commitment to environmental stewardship, they proudly support the Clean Marine Program by Boating Ontario. This program promotes best environmental practices to reduce and prevent water, air, and land pollution associated with recreational boating activities. Let's work together to preserve our local marine environment and ensure cleaner, healthier water for generations to come. To volunteer or for more information, please contact Neptune and Salacia Diving by email at info@neptunesalacia.com. In another message from the City of Kingston, City continues efforts to apply daytime camping ban at Bell Park. The City of Kingston remains committed to applying the Parks Use Bylaw in all municipally owned parks as directed by City Council, and will continue to do so going forward. City staff opted to temporarily suspend enforcement operations the past few days in a commitment to maintaining the safety and well-being of everyone, including individuals sheltering in the park, advocates, staff, community partners, and neighbors. Bylaw crews have encountered significant challenges as groups of protesters have gathered at the entrances to Bell Park and have used logs to create barriers to entry. Paige Agnew, Commissioner, Growth and Development Services, states, quote, "We acknowledge this could be creating a level of confusion for people sheltering in Bell Park particularly. City staff have been explaining to people for a few weeks what will be happening this week and also distributing information about the ban on daytime camping in efforts to ensure lots of awareness. But now we're unable to move forward as we said we would. We acknowledge this may be causing confusion or distress for some people sheltering at Bell Park. The health and safety of everyone involved is extremely important to us," end quote. Notwithstanding the challenges, the city remains committed to applying the Parks Use Bylaw's prohibition on daytime sheltering in city parks. It also remains committed to supporting those impacted in a fair and reasonable way. The City of Kingston remains dedicated to finding safe, supportive housing for people experiencing homelessness. Once again, that was the latest message from the City of Kingston regarding the Bell Park encampment. Before we get into more local news, I'm going to turn to our weather and traffic report for this morning. Starting off with your weather report for today, we're expecting periods of rain amounting to 10 to 15 millimeters. Winds will be 20 kilometers per hour late this afternoon. We have a high of 16 and a UV index of 2 or low. Tonight, we're expecting periods of rain with a risk of thunderstorm, amount 10 to 15 millimeters. Winds will be 20 kilometers per hour, increasing to 40 and gusting to 60 after midnight. We have a low of 12 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Friday, April 12th, we're expecting showers ending near noon, then cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. There will also be a risk of thunderstorm in the morning, and increasing winds in the morning. Temperature will fall to 9 in the afternoon, and we have a UV index of 4 or moderate. Tomorrow night we'll have cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers and a low of plus 4. Looking forward to the weekend, on Saturday, April 13th, we'll have cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 8. Saturday night, clear skies with a low of plus 2. Finally, on Sunday, April 14th, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 12. Sunday night, cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 6. Now for your weekly CFRC traffic report. Reduced road restrictions aren't affecting Kingston. Heavy trucks and loads are restricted on city roads where posted. These restrictions help reduce damage to roads in the spring. LaSalle Causeway. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures, University Avenue, Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queen's JDUC project. King Street Tragically Hip Way to Place d'Armes is closed today and tomorrow for event-related parking and storage at Slush Puppy Place. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building. The work is planned to conclude in late December 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chen Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham, expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. Now back to more local news. In a release from the Downtown Kingston BIA, Synthetic Ice Rink offers a unique spring skating experience. The City of Kingston, in partnership with the Downtown Kingston Business Improvement Area, BIA, is pleased to announce the installation of a synthetic ice rink located in Springer Market Square's amphitheater, available now through April 24th. The rink offers a unique opportunity for the community to enjoy a spring skating experience and improve their skills. Mary Jo Currier, Executive Director of Downtown Kingston, states, quote, "Due to the mild weather, we didn't get much outdoor skating time. So when considering a fun spring activity, a synthetic rink seemed like an excellent choice," end quote. Synthetic ice has gained popularity among hockey enthusiasts and professionals, enabling them to practice even when regular ice rinks are not accessible. The surface provides a smooth and safe skating experience that is slightly slower than real ice. Therefore, it's also suitable for beginner skaters to learn on. So lace up your skates once again, make sure they are sharpened, and visit the amphitheater for a skate with your friends and family. The Spring Ice Rink is free to use and open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the amphitheater of Springer Market Square. To learn more about the Synthetic Ice Rink and other Downtown Kingston events, visit downtownkingston.ca. The Heart Center to return to the Isabel stage with its first opera-inspired performance. The show will mark its first event associated with the Watershed Festival. Heart Center is thrilled to announce tickets are moving fast for Happy, its new show designed to be the inclusive arts organization's triumphant return to the stage. The opera-inspired production will mark Heart Center's first association with the Watershed Festival, and it will include contributions from Heart Studio artists, composition students from the Dance School of Drama and Music, as well as many Kingston artists. Happy's director, Camille Spencer, states, quote, "The performance will let you enter into the world of creation and discover personal stories from a diverse community as they find happiness in everyday life. We are thrilled to bring Happy to the Kingston audience for a one-night-only performance. Heart Studio artists and our entire creative team have collaborated to make something special to lift your spirits, and a joyful reminder that happiness comes from helping one another," end quote. In addition to the talents of dozens of Heart Studio artists, Happy features the work of many local artists, including a script by Catherine Porter, original music composed and performed by Barbara McDougall, costume designed by Ruth LeBlanc, and a Heart musical ensemble led by Audra Phillips. The performance also features guest appearances by musician Alex Barnes, Montreal musician Louis LeBlanc, and a land acknowledgement by Jessica Olin. Happy tickets are available for purchase at the Isabel Bader box office. Purchase your tickets at queensu.ca/theisabel or by phone at 613-533-2424. The Isabel box office is open Monday to Friday from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Once again, the show is on Saturday, April 20th. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the show starts at 6 p.m. Tickets are $15. For more information about Happy or the Heart Center, visit heartcenter.ca/happy. That's H-A-R-T. President of SLC and CEO states, quote, "Whether you're starting your academic journey or looking to upskill, Open House is a great opportunity to see what college offers. At Open House, you can meet SLC's talented and dedicated people, learn about student support services, and tour our classrooms, labs, and facilities. SLC provides hands-on training and real-world experience, so our graduates are equipped to succeed as soon as they begin their careers," end quote. At Open House, you can expect the following: live program demos, campus and residence tours, financial aid advisors, prizes and games, faculty-led program sessions, and the services fair. Attendees may visit program sessions and service workshops and participate in various interactive demonstrations. Program sessions are from 10 a.m. to noon. The Services Fair, SLC Services Fair, will be available from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Stop by and get information about OSAP and financial aid, student wellness and accessibility, and academic support center and peer tutoring. You can visit stlawrencecollege.ca to learn more and register. Good Times Solar Braided in Kingston. In a message from the City of Kingston, thank you to everyone who solar braided the eclipse in Kingston with us. It was truly a day to remember, and despite a few clouds, the sun, joy, and community shone through. Brad Joyce, Commissioner of Infrastructure, Transportation, and Emergency Management, states, quote, "Thank you to the community and our residents who helped by experiencing the eclipse from their neighborhoods. This allowed us to reopen roads and resume service sooner and faster than planned. The reduction of daily vehicle travel was substantial and made it much easier to maintain emergency services, health service access, and transit," end quote. Forecasted cloud cover appeared throughout the day and deterred many of the anticipated day trip visitors. But residents and visitors were still treated to an incredible display, and many gathered to experience this across Kingston. Kingstonians and its visitors viewed the rare solar spectacle safely. More than 170,000 pairs of eclipse glasses were distributed through partner agencies and hotels. Local hotels welcomed approximately 10,000 guests. Approximately 20,000 people sought out the prime viewing locations around Kingston. Grass Creek Park's total eclipse in the park boasted 1,500 revelers, who were treated to live music and entertainment. Digital guests took part in the day as well, with more than 50,000 views of the Kingston's webcams located at Breakwater Park, Confederation Basin, Richardson Beach, and Springer Market Square. The city thanks its community partners, including Kingston Police, Utilities Kingston, Queen's University, Kingston Frontenac Public Library, Kingston Fire and Rescue, Tourism Kingston, the Limestone District School Board, KFLNA Public Health, Frontenac Paramedics, and Kingston Health Sciences Center for helping to make this celestial event out of this world and safe. With the eclipse over and the next one not happening in our region until 2399, you may be wondering what to do with your eclipse glasses. The city has a few suggestions. You could keep them as a souvenir, donate them to organizations like Astronomers Without Borders, who collect glasses to distribute to communities in need for future eclipses. Tourism Kingston's Visitor Information Center and Utilities Kingston are collecting gently used eclipse glasses at their offices. Recycle them by removing the lenses and putting the plastic in the trash, and then recycle the remaining cardboard frames. Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington, Ontario Health Team, increasing access to primary care close to home. Up to 9,000 people will be attached to a health home over the next 6 to 12 months. The Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington, Ontario Health Team, FLAOHT, and its partners are working to provide care close to home. Up to 9,000 people who did not have a primary care provider, family doctor, or nurse practitioner will be attached to a care team close to home within the next 6 to 12 months. A health home is home-based for easy access to all the healthcare and wellness services needed to achieve our best health. It is the front door to the healthcare system, including a team of healthcare professionals dedicated to supporting someone's best health and wellness through every stage of their lives. Three health homes are expanding and taking on people within their catchment areas only. People are eligible if they do not currently have a primary care provider, are registered with Healthcare Connect, and live within the geographical boundaries served by each health home. Proof of address on the government-issued ID will be required. Non-government IDs, such as library cards, will not be accepted. The following three clinics are accepting patients. East End Health Home is starting in summer of 2024 and will roster unattached residents living in their geographical area without a primary care provider. A map of the geographic boundaries is available on the FLAOHT website, and more information will be added when it becomes available. The CDK Health Home, starting in mid-April, will roster another 2,650 people who do not have a primary care provider, including family members living at the same address, living in their geographical areas. Over 1,500 people have already been rostered since February 2024. More information about steps to register is available at the FLAOHT website and the CDK website, including a map of the geographical boundaries. Finally, Greater Napanee Health Home is starting in mid-April and will roster approximately 5,000 people who live in the Greater Napanee area who do not have a primary care provider until everyone in their catchment area is attached. Once again, more information is on the FLAOHT website. That is all things current in Kingston for this week. Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming, brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. To hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next. Thank you.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.